Del Pacifico, Bill Hendrick.
Yes, and it's just as fate would have it, I wanted to give a heads up to a couple of the questions we've had. When's the Skippy and Frank? Anyway, welcome back to the show. I'm sorry, I don't mean to be rude. Welcome to our program. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, and as you see in the background, as the light comes up, so it then descends. As light comes up, so it then descends. And if you don't have Phil TV in HD, you are missing... You are missing what we have. Our outdoor camera is illuminating the universe. It's too heavy, man.
It's very lovely, but you're making people think you're taking some kind of a psychotropic.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, you're all sounding like you're probably shouldn't. You got a chemical dependence.
No. No, I don't sound like I got a chemical. Anyway, forget it. Get a backstage pass to the world famous Phil Hendry Show, and you'll check out and see. What's up?
How you doing that anyway?
I'm not going to tell you, but we have a background right now as I'm talking behind me shows the ever illuminating morning sky. Okay. So on our webpage, philhendryshow.com, there is a place where you get a backstage pass and listen not only to this show, because we have the podcast of this show delivered to you each day, the next day. Huh? We also are starting up a Milwaukee Lion podcast, and by that I mean each week the full game will be delivered to our subscribers as well. Now, we are going to have a highlight podcast that will be free on iTunes, but that will just be highlights. The full game will be available to our subscribers at philhendryshow.com. And in any event, that's where that's at. So get a backstage pass. You'll enjoy it. Join us over at Facebook at facebook.com/PhilHendryFans, spelled PHANS, and also on Twitter at twitter.com/RealPhilHendry. You'll be glad that you did. Now, the question that I had from a listener was this, Phil, when are the Skippy and Frank podcasts coming back? Skippy and Frank are going to be back. They were supposed to be back last Friday, but the workload around here has gotten excruciating. I'm telling you.
Phil, why don't you hire some help?
Hire? What do you mean? Who's going to do me? I can't. I got to do what I do. Man's got to do what a man's got to do, you know?
All right. Well, don't do your Jack Nicholson and Hoffa.
All right. I'm not doing that, but I'm just telling you. Hire help. What help am I going to hire? I'm the guy that does the work around here.
You know, I got to sound like you, I guess.
Yeah, some of them do that.
Who?
Didn't you see the guy that did Daffy Duck?
The guy that did Daffy Duck had his son, Mel Blanc Jr., do the voice, okay?
What about your son?
Oh, sure. I'm going to train all those guys to sound like me. No, I'm not going to do that, okay? Besides, I don't think that's been their lifelong dream. For Mel Blanc's kid, it was a way to, I don't know. I don't know how he did that. Do you know, Margaret?
No, all I know is that Mel Blanc did the voices, and then his son decided, well, this is a way that I can slip right into the old man's shoes, even while he's on his deathbed. And
wait a second, he didn't say that.
No, but I'm imagining that he did.
Yeah, that's a very nice thought. Good Lord.
Oh, Phil, I'm trying to just accept the world as it is.
Well, you don't know how the world is when it comes to those kinds of things. I think that's a hell of a thing to say. Nonetheless, the workload has gotten a little crazy, so I was not able to get the Skippy and Frank podcast going last Friday. Believe me when I tell you that it is... going to happen, and I'm certain that it's going to happen this week, okay? I mean, am I as certain of that as I am of the following statement? No. And the following statement is this, that the Apple compatibility for your iPhone and for your iPad will be happening this week. The Phil Hendry Show website will provide on-demand video that will be compatible with iPhone and with iPad. So that is a cool thing. We've been looking forward to that. And we've gone through a lot of testing, and we wanted to make sure that this was a system that we wanted to use, and we do. And so, not the system, but the company. And so that is going to be happening this week. So if you want to fire up our video cast from last night, you want to fire up our video cast, whether you're watching, watching it at lunch or at breakfast, and you can't stay up late. I understand that. You can now do that. Will it be available for live streaming? Now, that is a very interesting question. And the answer to that question is no. We're not going to have live streaming available on Apple products other than, it will only be available as it is now on your desktop. And here's why. At present, our business model calls for this. We're not necessarily willing to do it for live streaming because we don't think that the traffic that we get at night for the live streaming would bear it. And even if it did, you know.
Well, what if you got all of these thousands of people that wanted to watch at night because you had that?
If that's the case. Look, it's. I can tell you this much. It's very feasible, and we want to do it, but right now, the business model that we're working with, we're going to roll this out in steps, and that's just the way it's going to be, you know. We're also looking forward. So this is going to be, like I said, it's going to be a very exciting next 6 months, man, because not only are we having now for our subscribers who have iPad and iPhone, now they will be able to see on demand our video casts, but we're also going to be making available to our subscribers a mobile version of our website, as well as an app that will be applicable. You can use to bring up different characters and different types of shows and different shows. So that's all happening within the next few months, not a year from now, the next few months. And again, I'm really excited because we're in a partnership with LEG, Levity Entertainment Group, and they're great people, and they have been very, very helpful. And we're, you know, quite frankly, we're lucky to have them in our corner.
Called LEG.
LEG, yeah, great guys. All right, welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. So we had a nice little discussion there of, you know, Vernon Doe, or whoever that was. That was Art Griego, right?
That was Art Griego, was not able to say that word.
Okay, Steve Bozell was on the line with us last week. We want to bring Steve back on because a similar problem he had with the word boob, and I don't know whether you still... Hi, Steve, how are you?
Hey, Phil, I'm doing good.
Do you still have that problem?
No, it's interesting. I never had a problem saying a word like that. It's a fairly innocuous word, but because I was on the radio with you, and I had not had experience talking on a radio and talking to as many people, that I started to freeze up when I said a controversial word like boob. Or what I thought was controversial, you know.
Right, and it's not, is it?
It's a very benign word, and I knew it was very benign, but you'd be surprised at what the mind interprets as something that is filthy. You know, Christmas time is coming up, and the word jingle, which is what we say in the song Jingle Bells, sounds like a racist word if you think about it, the N-word. And for the longest time, I had a hard time saying jingle.
Because it reminded you of the N-word?
Yes, it did. And it probably sounds a little unusual.
What is this, a phobia, Steve?
I don't know. I've had doctors tell me that they've been... you know, they've treated people who've had similar kinds of conditions. It's not so much a phobia as it is more along the lines of a... it's almost, I think it's related more, Phil and Margaret, to a Tourette's.
Well, what does that mean? Like a neurological?
Yes, sir. No, more neurological than it is a psychological.
But it only happens with certain words.
Yes, sir. So... But I've heard doctors say it doesn't have anything to do with psychology. It has to do with the synapse pronouncing certain words.
But you have said that you had a hard time with that word jingle because it reminded you of a racial slur, so you couldn't say that word. How did you break yourself of the fear?
Well, I had to begin to apply it to something else, and that's what the doctors told me. Instead of thinking about this word, think about that word. Instead of it reminding you of this, it should remind you of something else. I broke my inability to say the word boob by simply thinking that a boob is also a stupid person or somebody who's a silly person.
You know, I was going to suggest that, yes.
Exactly. I broke my fear of saying the word jingle by simply saying that sounds more... Well, and as a result, I had a harder time, but it sounds more like something you might do after you get finished, you know. I don't know if I'm making myself...
No, I don't. I don't.
Get finished with what?
Well, men, when they get finished doing a certain thing, going to the bathroom, have to shake off. And so I started thinking of shaking off, and that broke me up. But I have a hard time now saying tank.
What do you have a hard time with?
I have tank.
Okay, what are you saying?
That's just it. I can't say it. I can't say that word, and I can't say another one, which is a Disneyland character. I can't say it.
Well, what does the word represent?
The word represents a man going to the toilet.
The word represents... So you had a hard time with the word jingle because it reminded you of a racial epithet, but once you decided that the word jingle was more in keeping with men going to the bathroom...
Yes, sir.
You were able to say jingle, but now there's another word you can't say. Is that right?
Yes, sir. That is correct.
And what is the... You know what the word is, but you can't tell us?
I could spell it. If you want me to direct message you.
Yeah, you know what my direct message is.
Yes, sir. But it also is a... Well, I don't have that.
Can you give him my direct message on Google, Bud?
Yeah, it's...
Don't tell him here.
I can't say... And I can't say the Disneyland.
You can't say the Disneyland. What?
Oh, well, here it is.
Did you get it? Tinkle and Tinkerbell.
Yeah. Now, don't ask me why, but I have a psychological, or not a psychological, but a Tourette syndrome block to Tinkle.
What? Okay, forget about... Try saying Tinkerbell.
But that one... Oh, that's tough. Okay.
Well, let's just pretend like Tinkerbell is... What is the story?
I don't know.
Well, let's say Tinkerbell is at Cinderella's castle or something.
Okay, I'm going to go down to Cinderella's castle. Tinky! I'm going to go down to Cinderella's castle and see Tinky. Shoot. That's tough.
I've never heard of a problem like the one you have.
That's what
I forgot I was on the phone. That's what everybody says. Everyone says that. They say, I've never heard of a problem like you have. I've never heard of it. It makes me feel like a freak.
Well, Steve, you're not a freak, but it is very unusual. You can't say tinkle. Why can't you say that? What does it remind you of?
Well, it reminds me of just, you know, peeing all over someone. And
what's... Okay, that's a disgusting thing.
No, that's just it. It's not... To me, it's not.
To you, that's not disgusting.
No, ma'am. And forgive me.
Is it exciting?
Yes, ma'am.
Why Tinkerbell?
Because... I imagine myself... Okay, and I'm afraid I'm going to have to say something bad. Because I imagine myself with...
With Tinkerbell?
Yeah.
And you're doing that to Tinkerbell?
Yes, sir. And I know that a lot of people are probably laughing or what have you.
Well, we have to take a break. Dan just told me to break, and this is probably a good time to break.
I apologize, sir.
No, it's okay. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Hendry Show. I thought Mr. Bozell had...
Well, you said he'd broken himself of some habit.
Yes, similar to that guy that couldn't breathe when he said vagina.
I don't know. The whole thing freaks me out. It's pretty far out.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Tanker. Hendry Show.
Tanker. Tackerbell.
All right, hold on for a minute, Steve. On the line with me, Stephen Bozell from Corona, California. We're talking with Steve about last hour we had Art Griego on the line with us, who had a bit of a similar problem. As we were talking about Mitt Romney and the what is perceived to be a Republican Party war on women. I don't know if I would take it that far. However, there are pretty outrageous things happening in this country in terms of a lot of the things that women have won the right to access, etc. It was difficult for Mr. Griego to say the word vagina without losing air.
I heard that, and I'm very sorry for him.
Okay, but you're with us now, and we brought you on because you'd had a similar problem with the word boob. And what I'm trying to say here is that there was a sort of an immaturity on the part of a lot of men with these words because they were sexualized and they didn't think of them in the context of a woman's rights, a woman's body, and the larger issues having to do with medical care and so on.
That is correct, Mr. Henry. And by the way, I just want to thank you for playing John Anderson.
Well, you had called up. You said you wanted to hear that in a commercial break?
Yes, sir. I like John Anderson a lot. And I did break my fear, not phobia, I should say. It was a Tourette-like or neurological disturbance relative to the kind of syllables and the rhythm of the word boob, which I know sounds very childish, but I could not say that word.
Right, but you did break your inability to say that by thinking of it in terms of a stupid person.
Yes, sir. What happened then, within 6 months, I encountered a difficult word, and that word was jingle from the little children's song, Jingle Bell, Jingle Bell, Jingle All the Way. Oh, what fun it is to ride, and so on. That's a song that was a Christmas favorite, and I could not say jingle because the word sounded too close to a racially offensive word. So I started to relate it instead to going to the bathroom, and which is that word that I can't say now.
Tinkle.
Yes.
All right. I don't know how we can break you of, but I thought of, you can't say Tinkerbell either, right?
That is correct, because the...
Is it because the consonants are similar?
I'm sorry?
This is Margaret Gray. Is it because the consonant sounds are similar?
Yes. I mean, the... I can't do it, but...
What if you take a deep breath?
Well, that's what I'm doing right now. I'm working up to it. I have to just get my mind clear and clean. I got to clean my mind out, clean my mind out, clean it up, clean it up, clean it up, clean it up. Tally-tally-tally. I can't do it.
What if you used a word that sounded like, instead of saying Tinkerbell, Taco Bell?
I can say Taco Bell, yeah. Taco Bell, yeah.
Is that good?
Yeah, that works.
Well, he's not going to say Taco Bell.
Well, you can say Taco Bell as an approximation to Tinkerbell, can't you?
Yes, sir, I can. Oh, thank God. Oh, boy. I know it's not the big, tingly, tiddly bee. It's not, I can't say that, but I can say Taco Bell. And so I could say Taco Bell, like Taco Bell and Peter Pan, you know. And, man, thank God. Thank God. Oh, thank God.
Dude, it's really scary, isn't it?
It really is, because you, all of a sudden your words are not yours, you know. And
But when you say, you don't feel silly saying that.
No, I can say, like in the nursery rhyme, the Taco Bell and blah, 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 blah. Oh, shoot. I just said it. Taco Bell and poo. Poo.
You can't say Peter Pan?
No. No, I've transferred it. Yeah, it's transference.
I've never heard of this ailment when you...
But ma'am, I'm not lying to you.
Margaret, let's let him just, you know, let's accept him at face value, okay?
Yeah, this is a case of transference. I transferred the fear of tinkle to the fear of oh, now I can say tinkle. Oh, God, that's great.
So you've transferred the fear of tinkle. This does sound kind of silly.
This is the stupidest conversation I ever heard. A guy have a fear of tinkle.
I don't have a fear of that. I don't have fear of doing it. I have a fear of the... I have a fear of the... I don't want to sound like I've got filth, like I've got a sewer running through my head in place of my mind. That's all.
You don't sound that way, but you have a fear of that, and so you can say tinkle. Can you say Tinkerbell?
Tinklebell. No, I'm still having a problem. It's better, though. Tinklebell. Tinklebell. I'm saying Tinkerbell. I'll still say Tinker. I'll say Taco Bell because that way I'll you know, people will not look at me. If I say Tinkerbell, I'll probably get assaulted.
Well, I think right now you sound like an idiot, and I'm sorry if it is a neurologic ailment or, as you say, Tourette-related. But having to go through all of these ridiculous motions just to be able to say the word tinkle or Tinkerbell, I think it's ridiculous.
Well, ma'am, you should only have the problem, you know.
All right, so you're fine with... what can you say?
I can't say Poodapan, Putapo.
Can't say Peter Pan?
What?
You can't say Peter Pan?
No, I can't say Peter Pan. I can say Tinkle Bell, and I can say Taco Bell. Well, Mr. Henry, I got to thank you from the bottom of my heart.
How long was this condition, this most recent condition?
About a year and a half. Oh, boy. Okay, so Cinderella and Tinkle Bell went to... I can't do it.
Well, we'll come up with a substitution for Peter Pan then for you. All right, we'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show.
This is
Phil
ridiculous. Henry. Move on from this.
I'm helping this guy. Do you mind?
Thank you, Mr. Henry.
World-famous Phil Henry Show.
All right, we have with us Steve Bozell on the line from Corona, California, and we're going to get Debbie Daly up. Debbie does the national radio show, National Public Radio show, Daly's Daily. It's a morning show on National Public Radio. And Debbie, I know you were driving home tonight, and you heard this feature with Mr. Bozell. How are you tonight?
Oh, I'm doing good, Phil, and I wanted to say to Mr. Bozell that I am... hearing impaired, that is, I am living on time because of my hearing.
Did you understand that?
You talking to me?
Yes, sir.
No, I didn't understand it.
She said that she does. She's hearing impaired, and that she was listening and was feeling sorry.
Yes, Mr. Bozell, I know you have a living on time hearing me, but if you can't do it, you hear. And I wanted to tell you that there's a combination of you.
Can I just jump in here?
Go ahead.
Is she on here as a comedy of as a comedy act?
She's saying that she is hearing impaired. She does have, and we know Debbie. She's not on for comic relief, no sir.
And why would you call up with somebody like? It sounds like they took a bus off the head.
She's saying, what do you think you sound like?
Okay, see, I knew that you were going to make a comedy act out of it. All right.
No, Mr. Bozell, that's a very good point. Why do you say that Debbie Daly sounds like she took a bus off the head and you're sitting here having a hard time with the words boob, jingle, tinker, tinkerbell, tinkle?
I told you I was up front.
She said she's not on here to mock you. Why are you mocking her?
Ma'am, I don't mean to mock you, but I believe, and I fervently believe, and I have to now state that I believe Mr. Henry has brought you on the show as a part of a comedy routine to make...
No, I did not. She wants to help you.
She wants to help me. See, that's why I believe it's a comedy act, because how could she help me, someone it sounds like she's still in the process of, well...
In the process of what?
It sounds like she's still swallowing, and she hasn't got...
Oh, my God, I don't want to listen to this. What a vile thing to say.
I'm trying to... God almighty, it sounds like you're still savoring it.
What are you talking about, okay? The lady called up to help out. Debbie, tell me. Right, you can't say Tinkerbell, it says Taco Bell. Substitution for Peter Pan. You know what? She just told me what a good substitution is for Peter Pan.
Okay, what is it?
Well, I don't think I'm going to tell you now.
What did she say?
She says she agrees with me, that you sound like an ass, that you've treated her very unkindly, and I won't give you the substitution.
Okay, I'm sorry. Please. I don't want to go through life.
She says you're vulgar. And you owe an apology.
I'm very sorry, ma'am. That's what it reminded me of, because my wife sometimes, and I shouldn't have said it.
She says your wife sometimes what?
She sounds like that when she hasn't, swallowed.
Boy, you got a mind on you, man. You're talking to a lady, you know that, right?
Yes, sir, I do.
And that's what you just comes up out of your head, huh, to say to her?
I apologize.
Okay, Debbie, thank you very much. You drive carefully. Bye-bye. Debbie Daly, folks. Gee, you sound like you're in the process of swallowing.
I apologize. Would you please tell me?
Oh, so in other words, you're apologizing and everything because you just want to know what the substitute phrase is for Peter Pan.
I guess the best thing I could say now is no, you don't have to tell me.
Well, you know, I was going to tell you anyway, okay, because you're having a problem here. But I really just want you to think about what a crude mind and a crude way of expressing yourself you have.
In other words, Mr. Bozell, you sound like you fit in around here.
That wasn't necessary.
I think it was.
Yeah. You gotta slam on us. We're trying to protect the lady.
Well, I heard Phil protecting a lady, not you.
Yeah, well, I agree with him.
All right. Steve?
Yes, sir.
So you were able to conquer your fear of the word boob by thinking of a stupid man and instead of a woman's breast, and you've been able to do that.
That's correct, yes, sir.
And you were able to, now we just were able to conquer your fear of the word tinker and tinkle by giving you Taco Bell instead of Tinker Bell. Is that it?
Well, yes, sir, and also that helped conquer tinkle. I was still under the power of Tinkle, and I know that sounds stupid.
Under the power of Tinkle.
Man, you don't find no way to say that.
Yeah.
All right, grow up. Meaning you could not say the word.
I couldn't say the word, I'm sorry. And now, when you gave me Taco Bell for Tinker Bell, it gave me hope. Hope that I can talk like a man, you know. And then I found out I can't say TV, BB.
Can't see Peter Pan.
Yeah, listen, he can say it, and he sounds like he's wrecked from the day he was born. From the day he was born, every chromosome got wrecked, and he gets to say Peter Pan, and I don't.
All right, well, don't bawl about it, okay?
You?
No, I wouldn't bawl about it. However, Debbie said instead of saying Peter Pan, say frying pan.
Frying pan, frying pan. Yeah, Taco Bell and frying pan. Oh, thank God. Oh, thank God. Frying pan, Taco Bell, frying pan, Taco Bell. And I'm thinking all about frying pan and Taco Bell. I'm thinking all about Wendy and Never Never Land and everything.
And you can say it.
Yes, sir, I can.
Say, like, you know, so what would they be doing?
What would who be doing?
Peter Pan and Tinker Bell.
Well, Taco Bell and frying pan went over to, you know, into the bedroom where the shoot.
Now what?
I can't think about Taco Bell and frying pan going into a kid's room.
Yeah, what would that do, man? He might make breakfast.
All right, get out of here, you guys.
Hey, man, I didn't do anything wrong.
You can't say went into Wendy's room or any of that stuff, huh?
No, sir. No, I feel dirty. I feel filthy thinking of a Taco Bell and...
Taco Bell and frying pan went into the children's... Went into the children's... Taco Bell and frying pan went into the... Chicken?
Yeah, okay, chicken. Taco Bell and frying pan went into the chicken's room and tucked the chicken in for the night.
There you go. And then what did frying pan say to the... I mean, Peter Pan say to the children?
Well, frying pan said to chicken, you know, let's go fly to Never Never Land. So that's when frying pan and Taco Bell took a chicken and flew through the air with a chicken.
There you go.
That's what they did, right?
Sure, yeah. Peter Pan flew through the air with the children.
And then the chicken wanted to go back to,
Chicken wants to come home to roost!
Man, I hate you so much. I hate those people in that studio with you.
Would you shut up? So the Taco Bell and the frying... I mean, Peter Pan and Tinker Bell went flying through the air with the children.
Yeah, and then the chickens... Oh, that's stupid.
It does sound kind of dumb. You're going to have to work on it. What is it with you guys anyway? Can't a man have a problem without you guys turning it into a joke?
Are you putting me on, man? I got talking about frying pan and Taco Bell and the chicken. That got nothing to do with Peter Pan.
For once, I have to agree with them. I mean, he sounded more ridiculous talking that way than any other way. And you think you're doing a good deed.
Well, at least I've got the guy. I'm engaging him and conversing with him. I'm not mocking him and making fun of him. And Debbie, wherever you are, thank you for calling in with that.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, go ahead and suck up to her.
Oh, a little bit of jealousy because she's got a radio show and you don't.
Phil, I would much rather be here than mumbling into a microphone every morning like she does. Yes, as Mr. Bozell said, as if she didn't finish swallowing. Thank you. I have to go to the toilet.
Real gutsy thing, gutless thing, I should say.
It's not gutless.
It's gutless to say that and say then I got to go to the toilet.
What are you mad at?
What do you think I'm mad at? You people around here, you've got the manners of pigs. You talk like slobs.
At least I know the difference between Tinker Bell and Taco Bell.
Poor guy's got a problem, okay? I don't doubt that he has, you know, that's a serious problem, and he needs to get it fixed. It doesn't mean that you cats have got to be bagging on him. It's just, it's ridiculous. Okay, want to let you know a couple of things. First of all, remember when you are on Twitter, we have our show quote of the day. What's the show quote today, bud?
Twitter, the Phil Henry show quote.
Phil Henry show quote of the day on Twitter and on Facebook. What is it?
The one today is, I got to look it up.
I think it was, the one today was, I forget too. But I do know that we featured a couple of R.C. Collins quotes of the show quotes of the day over the weekend. One of them was, you're just another son of a bitch in a long line of son of bitches, was one. And anyway, if you are retweeting, be sure to use the hashtag quote of the day, Q-O-T-D. That way, you know, people will be redirected back to the marvelous, wonderful world that you and I share over there on Twitter and on Facebook as well. We'll be back with the final segment of our show here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. Make sure you check out as well tomorrow. We've got another podcast dropping. It's episode 57 of the Phil Henry Podcast. Get over to iTunes and download all of them. Collect all 56 what have dropped so far.
My brother.
And 57 dropping tomorrow.
Splash!
What up, baby?
Splash!
Truth.
World famous Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show.
Taco Bell and frying pan went down to with a chicken.
Can't do that.
All right, that's fine. But our show quotes of the day, as I mentioned, there you can find them both on our Facebook fan page as well as on Twitter. And for you BSPs, all of our backstage pass guys, you guys, we have our backstage pass, our BSP of the week, and we want to congratulate Bonnie up there in the state of Washington. Bonnie, I'm not saying your last name, not because you know you don't have a good last name. I can't pronounce it. Is it Kluwer or Kluwer?
I think it's like Clyde, well.
I believe, Phil, K-L-I-E-W-E-R. I think it is the Germanic.
Okay.
But she's going to say it all jacked up.
Excuse, would you mind?
Bud.
It is Clure, or not Clure, that's French. It would be more of the guttural Germanic, more of the Clure.
What does that mean? I don't understand that.
What does that mean? I don't understand. What do you need to know?
Margaret, either speak English or let it go. Now, how do you pronounce her last name?
Smith. There. That.
Don't be a child. How do you pronounce her last name?
I tried to do it, Phil.
Yeah, you don't do it good enough.
What an idiot. Kluwer.
Okay, Kluwer. There. You didn't have to go through some Germanic rigmarole.
I didn't go through a Germanic rigmarole. I said Kluwer. That's German.
Okay. That sounds like, that doesn't even sound like it's...
It doesn't sound like English?
Right.
Because it isn't. It's German. Ooh.
Got you on that one, Phil.
I sure did.
Oh, well, I'm just burned. I'm so burned.
Yes, you are, but...
Yeah, she did burn you.
See?
Okay, fine.
See?
Great! All right, the Phil Henry Show quote... God, the children I got to work with around here. The Phil Henry Show quotes of the day. Now, today's was a fun one, and I had just had it here. I believe it was, it was Vernon Dozier. And the quote goes, I know some women will forgive a man for cheating on them for a short stack. Vernon Dozier.
That is absolute sexism.
I love that one.
Okay, so that was today's show quote of the day. Yesterday was R.C. Collins. I believe it was, you're just another son of a bitch in a long line of son of bitches.
Yeah, and then the one on Saturday was... it's a big do sandwich. Oh, I gotta take a bite.
Yeah, I like that one. That one, you can use that one.
Yeah, it's a big do sandwich, and we all gotta take a bite. Now, we also had.
I got a quote. Can I give you one?
Okay.
Who said this? Okay.
What do you mean?
It's a quote from a show, but you got to tell me who said it.
Okay.
Tell the lesbians Bob Green's coming and hell follows with him.
Bob Green.
Oh, yeah.
Man, you're a...
Well, what?
Tell me, you wanted me to guess who that was, right?
Yeah, who said it?
Bob Green.
You're right.
Because you told me in the quote who it was.
Well, I didn't exactly.
Yeah, you did, man. Said tell a lesbian Bob Green coming.
No, I didn't say that. Said tell a lesbian Bob Green is coming.
Listen, bud, that's a ridiculous question to ask me who said this. Tell the lesbians Bob Green is coming and hell follows with him. Bob Green.
Well,
bud, do us all a favor tomorrow and stay home sick with something that I could imagine is like polio, even though I know you don't have it.
That's a cruel thing to say.
Well, you're a cruel person to be.
Well, don't say it, bud. Don't say it.
She's just mad because she's a lesbian.
What did you call me?
Nothing.
What did you call me?
Nothing.
Just let it go.
No, I won't let it go. What did you call me?
Lesbian.
I don't care.
Oh, you let one go, huh?
Why would I be offended? Why would I be offended? But I'm not a sexist. I'm not anti-bull or anti-dyke or anti... Never mind.
You're a liberal. You're in favor of gay rights.
Yes.
Okay. You don't have to say anti-bull.
I was going to say anti-bull dyke, but I know that that's wrong.
Yes, that is wrong, Mrs. Liberal.
Go to hell.
Margaret, if you tell me that, where's she going now?
Going to the toilet?
As if it's any of your business, yes.
Margaret, before you leave, don't tell me to go to hell and walk out of here, because, you know, like I said, I just as soon fire you.
Oh, is that right?
Yes. You know, even you can sound stupid. And if we call you on it, then you sound stupid. Don't sit here and tell me to go to hell. That's very offensive. That pisses me off.
Do you want to hit me, Phil? Do you want to hit a woman?
No, I don't want to hit you. I want to fire you. I want to kick you out of the studio. That's what I want to do. Because I don't think it's funny, and I think it sounds coarse, and I think it reflects poorly on you.
Well, Phil, I'll go home and talk to my husband about that.
You do that. The next time you say that on the air, though, I'm going to ask you to leave, okay?
Fine.
God, Phil, you can you do that?
Yes. Did we break? Danny, I'm sorry, bud. We did break. Okay, thank God, man, because I just looked at the clock. It's 52 after.
You can do that?
I can do what?
You can fire her?
Yes, I can fire her. Why can't I fire her?
Well, I mean, her old man's got a lot of juice.
I don't give a damn if her old man's got a lot of juice. Frank's a good guy. You never know. What kind of juice has he got with my radio show? I'll fire and hire anybody I want. I don't like that. I think it sounds... She tells me to go to hell because we called her out on the prejudices. You know, there's a lot of people, and I don't care who they are. There are people who have basic prejudice. And you can say you don't, you do. Everyone that says that they are colorblind, they believe me, they have a problem with color. Anyone that says that they have no problem with gay people, they've probably got some problem with gay people. I'm telling you, man.
You got a problem with gay people?
No.
Then you got a problem with gay people.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do have a problem. You know what it is? My own insecurity. I don't want to be, I don't know how to act sometimes around gay people.
Well, that, you're trying to make you, what's that mean?
I mean, I'm telling you, I sometimes am uncomfortable because I'm afraid I'm going to offend somebody. I don't know how to act around gay people.
You're the same way with black people?
Not so much with black people, no.
But you do have a problem now.
Well, if you want to call it a problem, but I sometimes I'm not sure I'm going to say the wrong thing or act the wrong way, yeah.
Man.
Yeah, you do. You got a problem with gay people and black people.
If you call that a problem, but here's at least there's one problem I don't have. And the problem I don't have is I don't want anybody not to enjoy the freedom and the liberty of this country that I enjoy. I want everybody to be, you know, cool with them. And I'm totally cool with gay people and black folks. But if you ask me, you know, am I colorblind? Of course not. That's the stupidest comment I've ever heard.
Why?
Nobody's colorblind. It's ridiculous to be colorblind. How can you be colorblind? It's impossible. And what I mean by that is, you have to notice the color of someone's skin. And when you notice the color of their skin, you notice the person. And the color of their skin is a part of their experience and a part of who they are. You know?
Yeah, so if you look at Robert, he's black.
Yeah?
What do you think about? Like, he was a slave? He wasn't no slave or nothing.
I don't have to be a slave, man. It's part of my family history.
Exactly. It's part of Robert. It's part of what made Robert. His skin informs, if you will, and don't make a joke, bud.
What?
I'm using a big word. His skin informs who he is, just as your being a dumbass informs who you are.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. What are you laughing at?
You just made a joke, man. You don't even understand.
All right. Take it easy. Take it easy. Take it easy. Take it easy. So if you're asking me, am I prejudiced? No. Am I prejudiced? No, I'm not. Do I have a problem? Yeah, kind of, because I'm afraid, I do watch my step and watch how I behave around gay people or black people in a way that I may not around straight people and other people of my pure Aryan racial heritage. All right.
That is absolute racism.
Oh, shut up. I was joking. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show is produced by my friend Dan Northcraft and me, Phil Hendry, and of course, we're online at philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com. Get a backstage pass and inform yourself as to the world of the groovy world of audio comedy and so on and so forth. Until tonight at 10 o'clock, let that be a lesson to you, America.
Phil Hendry.